The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Earlier in the show, we spoke to a Palestinian and Israeli peace activist, and they talked about how it felt like kind of the Sisyphean task of finding that path to peace in the teeth of such awful devastation and destruction over the last year. Today, of course, marking the 1 year anniversary of those October 7th attacks. Walt Kilroy is with me in studio. He's a lecturer in international relations at DCU, co-director of its Conflict Institute. Walt, thanks a million for joining us.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome to the show. It's hard to know what question to ask to start this, because I don't know where to start, even in the process. You know what I mean? When we've got the situation that was kind of precipitated by these awful terror attacks a year ago, and every day, every week, it seems to have gotten worse, the situation since. Where is the path back to peace?
It does seem fanciful to be talking about peace talks or mediation or even a solution, given everything that's happened in the last year, beginning with, as you say, the appalling attacks on civilians, taking of hostages, and the enormous loss of life since then, and especially in the last 2 weeks now, bringing Lebanon and Iran into the conflict. It does seem fanciful, but there's two things to we should bear in mind. One is for anybody who remembers the Northern Ireland peace process, during those talks processes, during that very long, very tortuous talks process, it was never, ever guaranteed that there would be a solution. In fact, it often looked completely hopeless. And there were plenty of voices saying, look, this is fanciful. You're just dreamers. You shouldn't even, it's even dangerous to attempt talking to people. Ultimately, through an amazing combination of events, an agreement was reached. And it's really important to remember that while we hear really extreme voices on both sides, and those voices, of course, the more extreme voices have become amplified because of the suffering, the trauma, the extraordinary pain that's been inflicted. There are always moderate voices within those groups. They're not a monolith. And ultimately, at the end of the day, there isn't actually a military solution to this. It's going to have to be fixed by talking sooner or later. It may be later, but the later it is, the more suffering people have to endure.
And do you suspect that on some level, even those who are advocates of the kind of the military solution, if we'll call it that, that they realise this as well, and what the military solution at the moment represents them is leverage for talks. You know, eventually we're all going to get around a table and talk. Let's make sure we have the best leverage.
Yeah, sometimes it is actually this that you know, that there are very smart people in the intelligence services of all sides, some of whom have actually been, interestingly, quite moderate voices, the retired ones, over the last year. So some of this may be positioning, but I think an awful lot of it has to do with internal politics. Benjamin Netanyahu knows he's in extreme difficulty politically within his own country. So he isn't necessarily thinking about what's good for his country. He's thinking about what's good for him. He's in a very, very vulnerable position. And for him, the war and appearing to be a war leader, even though he's still very unpopular, is for him one of the best bets. That and the US elections are big, you might call them domestic factors, big internal factors. But ultimately, if we can help people to reframe it into what are their fundamental interests, and the fundamental interests here aren't actually contradictory. The fundamental interests, most people recognise the shape of some kind of solution is going to be each side holds a territory, a two-state solution, even though that means Palestinians giving up most of what had been their country originally, and security for both sides, that neither side attack each other. They can actually both have that, but unlike many conflicts where there's no idea what the solution should be, most people know this is ultimately where it's going to be. It's just, how do you get people there? And that's where the mediation comes in.
And how difficult is it, though, to mediate when for some in the region, the fundamental interest is destabilization itself?
Of course, there are actors, we might call them spoilers, for whom conflict is good news.
Yeah.
That's what their career is built on. And I think we have to be very aware the enormous role that trauma has to play in this. And sadly, that trauma has been heaped on further suffering and further grief and loss and pain because of what's happened in the last year, especially. But ultimately, you know, there are moderate voices within each camp. It's just whether those can be empowered and whether leverage can be used to actually help those more moderate voices actually have a voice at the table.
We're out of time, and it's unfortunately kind of something I feel we've just scratched the surface of. So you'd have to promise to come back into us, Walt, because I find it's really interesting.
I'm very happy
and
to.
Unfortunately, I suspect there's going to be plenty of opportunity to talk about it, given the direction of travel in that part of the world over recent days and recent weeks. Walt Kilroy is a lecturer in international relations at DCU and co-director of its Conflict Institute.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.